I'm illy. It is. Bro, why did I hear this video on this podcast? And it was allegedly P. Diddy and Meek Mill's fucking.
Niggas out of order for that, bro.
What the fuck did I hear yesterday? That shit was crazy.
Yeah, I'm mad for clicking it. I'm mad. Like, how you niggas, don't say this Diddy and Meek? Like, y'all dirty as hell.
Yeah, that was crazy. So we got second place Timberwolves today. And then we got Warriors Tuesday. Fuck. The only easy game we really got, and it ain't even an easy game, is the fucking Pelican. I mean, is the Grizzlies.
That's an easy game.
Our last three is Timberwolves, Warriors, Pelicans, and the Grizzlies.
Everybody playing for something except the Grizzlies.
Yeah, facts. That's a hard last four. Fuck.
It is. The OKC fall to three.
Yep.
Yep.
OKC
That's what
is
I.
at
Yeah.
three.
They think they slick. I'm not SGA. You don't know about my fantasy team, but y'all niggas slick. But this was smart. If y'all was playing for the play-in, I bet you they'd be playing. But they didn't need to be nowhere the Lakers was at. It was smart to go ahead fall to three. Get out their way and have a good playoff run.
And so who three plays six in the
Yeah,
playoffs?
three plays six. Who is that right now? Dallas?
The Suns.
I'm more scared of the Lakers than I am of the Suns, bro.
If you the Thunder?
Yes.
And five plays four?
Yes.
Damn, that's gonna be a good one.
So that's Clippers and who?
That's the Clippers and the Mavericks.
Oh man, Luka get them niggas. Hey, Luka.
And now you got
Luka be,
Kyrie.
yeah. I'm just saying
Yeah.
what Luka be giving the Clippers, he be giving they ass work.
Yeah, I know, but what I'm saying now, it ain't Hardaway Jr. over there, or I can't even say Jalen Brunson, because Jalen Brunson is the truth. But I'm saying at the time we didn't know he was that. I mean, I guess no, not really, but you know, you got a certified Kyrie over here, big time, shows up, big shot maker and shit. Like, I'm still gonna take the Clippers, but.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say I take the Clippers just because I just don't think that many niggas and Tyronn Lue not gonna get beat by two people.
Yeah, that's why.
Because that's
They nine
basically
and
what
one
it
though.
is.
They 9-1.
Yeah, oh yeah, they definitely shit. If this was like the tournament, one and done, Mavericks can win the whole shit.
You said that the other day. That was a good
Yeah.
one. I like that.
Hey, here I heard somebody say this. Tell me what you think. Motherfucker said if I'm the Lakers, I'd rather just go ahead and see Denver in the first round while I still got energy.
If they knocked off Denver in the first round,
Oh,
Lakers,
wheels up.
Lakers, yeah, we fuck around going to the finals.
Yeah, wheels up.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. So would you rather see avoid them until you absolutely have to see them, which would be Western Conference Finals, or would you rather see them first round while we kind of fresh?
You saying like me personally, what would I want?
Yeah, like thinking about it in terms like that, because I saw LeBron run out of gas four games in the four games y'all lost. That nigga ran, ain't no way around it. He ran out of gas and ended them games.
Yeah, me personally, I'd rather them play the playoffs, avoid them, and hopefully they get hurt. Somebody get
Type
hurt.
shit.
Yeah, you
Yeah.
know what I mean? Yeah, they win the series and shit, but Nikola Jokic goes down and shit. He's a 2-week evaluation. It's the playoffs. All we need is
If he go down, that's it.
I'm just saying, you know. Or you know, whoever, it don't matter. Somebody significant. And then we see them in the Western Conference Finals.
Him, Murray, or Gordon. It had to be one of them three.
Preferably Murray.
Yeah.
They still might get us. If they got Murray and Joker and just missing Gordon, they still
See, I kind of feel like without Gordon, though, the Denver no longer have anybody to give LeBron any resistance. The whole dynamic of their defense changed without Aaron Gordon. It's a big difference.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Got Pope not doing shit with LeBron.
I could see why people say the whole energy thing though.
Yeah, I thought it made enough sense to ask the question. If I'm with you though, fuck it. If it's me, I'd rather lose in the conference finals. Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. I'd rather roll the dice and see you maybe, you know, play the game of attrition. Because that's the other thing about the playoffs. It ain't just like you said, it ain't tournament style one and done. So it's a series. And you know, fatigue, travel, all type of shit plays a factor when you throw that shit in it. So me personally, I probably would rather, because first round, Denver just won. They start clicking right at the right fucking time. They, I don't know, you know, they looking, they yeah, but they were kind of like, they cruise controlled going down 1-3, you know, they was at 4 for maybe 2 or 3 games, and then they go back. You know what I mean? That kind of like, I don't know, your team's kind of doing, huh?
And homeboy, Murray been, he didn't miss quite a few games this year.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah, I just, fuck that. I wouldn't, I don't know. I think I'm gonna chill, take my time and see them niggas when I see them type shit.
Yeah, I see that. But at the same time, though, if it came out to where, okay, well, I got to see him in the first round, with everybody's healthy, I feel like that's probably our best shot, first round.
Yeah.
So I thought it was worth questioning. But yeah, I'm not Suns and OKC, we really can't do the predictions until the play-in shit is decided. But that's why, shit, I really ain't even planning on too much NBA today for real, because we don't really know shit.
What do you mean?
All we know for sure is the damn Boston Celtics is the number one seed. That's for sure.
Yeah, 60 game winners.
Yep. Yep, them niggas ran. They ran off with the lead. Put that shit and buried it in the backyard.
Yeah, that's another one you can ask the question. No, I don't know if history serves correct. Every time a team, like, not every time, but a lot of times when they fucking put the pedal to the metal like that all season, they usually fan the fuck out, get gassed and shit in the playoffs.
Yeah, y'all niggas young.
These niggas is 14 games ahead.
The gas. Y'all niggas, y'all battery charged. I'm not giving y'all niggas no.
They 14 games ahead of second place.
That's insane.
That's video game shit.
Yeah. Hey, shout that's out like, to the coach for 2K keeping them focused that whole time.
Yeah, that's 2K shit.
Yeah, shout out to the coach for keeping them focused that whole time.
Right. Oh, for sure.
Shout out to motherfuckers probably ain't been talking about it, man. I think Ime Udoka did a pretty damn valiant coaching job with that roster.
Yeah,
he almost did, right? Got him in the play-in.
I still, bro, my coach of the year is Orlando's guy. What's his name? Mosley?
Were they still holding on to what?
They the fourth. Bro, that's coach of the year, dog. Fuck all that. The Orlando Magic are the number 4 seed in the East. Get the fuck.
When you put the narrative in there, I hear you. But if they give it to the Celtics coach, I mean, they just ran away. They was clearly the best regular season team this year, though. So
yeah, but that ain't more impressive to me. Like having
with that team, no, not with that roster, it really ain't.
Yeah, that ain't the Knicks or the Magic.
Man,
being
the Knicks,
4 or 5.
And my man over there with Cleveland, that shit impressed. They ain't even healthy.
Yeah, but I don't know. Come on now.
I feel like they do got a case too.
I'm just saying, like, out of all those teams, we can name dudes on all those teams except the Magic. Outside of like Pablo Ventura, there's a couple guys. Jalen Suggs, Jonathan Isaac. I don't even know if he's on the team anymore.
Man, come on, man. Get a European his credit, man. He the second best dude on
Frontier,
the team.
Frontier, dude. What's his name? Food
Franz,
and Fruit.
Franz Wagner.
Franz Wagner.
Yeah, he can play.
Where am I getting like Fournier from or some shit?
The Evan Fournier?
Ain't he on the team?
I don't know where the fuck Evan Fournier is at.
Well, I call him Frontier.
He keep a little job.
They got Joe Ingles, too.
Oh, shit. Oh, Joe.
Markelle Fultz still on the goddamn team. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man.
Fuck.
I mean, we don't talk about that very much. I don't know how he get the pass that nobody really be calling him a bust like that, but that's a pretty bad number one overall pick.
I think the Wagner dude you talking about, Franz, whatever the fuck. Yeah, I think his brother is on the team too.
Yeah, him, his brother named Mo.
Yeah, Moritz.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mo and Franz.
Yeah, I don't know any of these dudes. And I ain't even trying to be disrespectful. I literally know.
We don't know Paulo, y'all because y'all young.
I know Paulo. I know Jalen Suggs. I know Jonathan Isaac.
For the wrong reasons.
Markelle Fultz. And I know Cole Anthony. And obviously, I know Joe Ingles.
We know Markelle Fultz for the wrong reasons. We know.
Right. Yeah, and none I just named is, oh, we the fourth best team in the conference.
it's impressive. It's definitely impressive.
They got to be coach of the year. It has to. That's more impressive than you driving a Ferrari well. I don't give a fuck that you drove a Ferrari well. No, that
Cleveland a Ferrari? Or you talking about Boston?
I'm talking about Boston.
Oh, yeah. Okay, what about Cleveland coach, though?
They ain't got Donovan Mitchell.
Man, he been in and out all season. Garland been Darius in and out Garland. All season. They backcourt been in and out all season.
I think Evan Mobley was out earlier in the year.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, that's impressive. That's a good one.
So, yeah, that's all I'm saying. Now, if OKC would have had the number one seed, I'd have argued them. They fell back. But I say Orlando, New York, Cleveland, they all got claims to that shit.
Minnesota, bro, after Dude goes down, come on now. And they still maintain?
Yeah, but you was pretty far. I mean, you was already at number one, so.
Yeah, but, like, literally you lost 25 points and, like, 10 rebounds.
25 points, 10 rebounds, 5 pussies.
Regardless of all that, nigga, he still was.
You niggas look a lot tougher recently. We don't know why.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
Games with grit all of a sudden. We don't understand what's going on.
Hey, however you want to shape it. He was that doing it, like a and they was winning. Hit
him. Hey, yo! We've been recording. This bucket's 141, I believe. So,
the 141.
We almost at 150, man. Thank
yes,
y'all.
Yes, sir.
Thank y'all.
Thank us. Fuck that. I'm pulling a Snoop Dogg, nigga. I like to thank this team, man. What the fuck?
Facts.
Hell yeah. Consistency. Hell yeah. Thank the consistency. What the fuck?
Trying to.
It's not always easy.
Definitely ain't. A lot of times you just want to fucking chill out.
Yeah. The one cool thing about it that makes it, even when it's like not the most convenient shit, is it's something I enjoy doing. Like, obviously, you the homie, and then on top of that, I like basketball, so talking shit with your ass, you know.
Yeah, man.
It really ain't no different than what we usually do throughout the week. The only difference is I got to sit here and can't go nowhere because the fucking mic and shit, you know? Yeah. Whereas opposed to usually I'm doing my day-to-day shit, you know what I mean? Like, with the little earpiece in my ear, so it's easy, you know what I mean? Like,
I agree. It's definitely that same kind of feel, which is another reason I really enjoy doing it.
Bro, they lost 22 points a game, 50% of 42% 3-point shooter, 8 rebounds. Get the fuck out of here, dude. And they still
eight rebounds.
Oh my god, now you're gonna show his rebounds.
Are you talking about that big ass dude in Minnesota?
My point is that they lost a lot, bro. They lost a lot.
And 8 rebounds.
And to still be number two? Like, come on now.
I bet you if you ask him too, he'll say, yeah, most impressive shit, nigga. I'm shooting at 42% from three. Shut up.
That ain't impressive.
Get your big ass down in the paint and get some 10 rebounds impressive. 14 rebounds impressive, nigga.
Now you're going to shit on his versatility. Now it ain't shit because he's versatile.
Yeah. He is the only nigga with all that production. I swear to God, if he got
it's because fucking
tomorrow, I would be mad, nigga.
You lying.
You said I'm lying?
Bro, that's because he fucking... Hold on.
Wait a second. You think if he get traded to the Bulls this offseason, I'm going to be happy? You really think I'm going to be happy about that shit?
I didn't say you'd be happy, but mad? Like, oh my God, we just got a bum. Like, come on. Are you serious? Like, come on, dog.
I got another B word, but it ain't you, Will. No, I'm not. I ain't with that. No, I'll be pissed. Because that's the plan, rebuilding around him and Kobe White.
Oh, now you back on Kobe Whitehead.
No, but I'm saying that's y'all plan.
We don't know what they plan is right now. They trying to figure out which is the
bigger problem. Man, you know
they building around DeMar DeRozan long term.
I think we should move on, man.
That's what they said they plan.
Hey, man, it's WrestleMania weekend, bro. I, man.
But Karl-Anthony Towns, his rebounds went down because he usually gets about 10. Because Anthony Edwards averages damn near 6 rebounds. He's a fucking rebounding guard. So that explains that.
He
averages 25. Bro, 26.
Threes.
He averaging 26 on 45%, 5 and a steal. See, and a half.
Also, any
he ain't gonna win, but tell me that's not like MVP consideration. Considering, like, put the context in it that they number two. Like, come on, dog. He gotta at least get some votes. Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't mad at him getting no votes.
Yeah, he ain't gonna win it, but he gotta at least get some votes. That shit crazy.
But children, young kids, and nerds, if you listening. What he just said, the guard, Ant-Man, he's shooting 45% from the field. If any of y'all are shaking your head, that's not bad for a guard. 45%, it don't need to be really no lower than that, though. But 45% for a guard is never bad. People usually don't shoot 50% when you a guard, bro. That's usually not what happens.
Yep, nope.
So, I just want people to know, like, 45, 46, 47, that's efficient on some guard shit.
That's hella efficient.
Yeah, I'm with
47% from the field.
Yeah, I just know what analytics are, so I just wanted to put that out there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of
big man, you need to be 50. Now, you know, big man, you need to be 50%. 40-something% is outrageous, but you know what I'm saying.
I think because, excuse me, I think because of how basketball is now and like players are, they a little more efficient because I don't know, I guess the skill has gotten better or whatever. I think the expectation has become higher, like in terms of your shooting. You know what I'm saying? Like more people shoot higher percent. Like if you look at 3-point shooting, like the 50th ranked nigga in the NBA shoots like 35% from
3. 35%, nigga, you one of them niggas back.
Yeah. You was a sharpshooter back. Yeah, back in the day, you was a sharpshooter.
And they be like, he shoot 35% from 3. I'm like, nigga, what's wrong with that? I'm like,
what's wrong with that? Today though, that's not a very good 3-point percentage.
I take it. Leave them open if you want to. I've seen that. I take it. Shit, we only I take it. What was I gonna say, man? God damn it. We was just talking about all the MVP votes. I get, man, that shit looking like it's gonna go to Joker.
What's his number two?
Three.
Then it's gonna be his third MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
He won back to back at Gilbert Arenas.
I thought this would be back to back.
Nah, yeah, Joel won last year. If he wouldn't have won, this would be on Joker fourth.
Damn, how many LeBron got?
Five, I think.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Dog, listen to this shit before we move on completely. We talking about the 3-point percentage. The nigga who leads the league in 3-point percentage is Grayson Allen at 47%. Dog, this nigga shoots 47%.
And how many he put up again?
He's put up, I don't know, but it has totals. He's shot 411 of them.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. And he shoots 47%.
Yeah, that nigga, that's crazy.
That's fucking insane.
But see, again, though, now we can say that's based on skill level, but it's just more emphasis on that particular shot. More motherfuckers is taking 1,000 threes than, let me see. I'm trying to think. Who was it? Okay, Larry. We know Larry a chopper, but he didn't shoot that many threes. He probably only shot three a game or some shit like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna look up here in a second what's the most threes he put up in a season.
Larry?
I bet you it ain't gonna be
it's high. Low, bro.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Grayson Allen 411. Larry shit gonna be like 200. Why? Larry shit gonna be like 200. What?
Yo, how many threes do you think Steph Curry has shot this year?
How many has he shot this year?
Yeah, not made. How many do you think he shot?
Ooh, 600.
841.
Damn, I thought 8 was outrageous. I was going to say 8. I thought
that was crazy. Man, that's crazy. He shot 841.
That's crazy. I know Tim Legler's and some of them niggas like, man, I could have made so much money.
Look, and this speaks to his greatness. He shot that many, and he still shoots 40%.
Yeah, ain't no doubt. That nigga the best.
He shot that many threes. Put that into context. Think about
when
that.
We all know you finna shoot the motherfucker too.
What?
Yeah, right.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Or the fact that the
our game plan last night was to stop you from doing this shit. And you, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The first thing on the board is run him off the 3-point line. That's the very number one thing.
Yeah.
And he shot the ball 841 times and still shoots 40%. But think about this. Grayson Allen literally has not shot half the amount of threes that he has. He ain't shot half, and he only shoots 7% better. That's crazy.
Yeah, bro.
Think about that like that. And then here's the deepest part of all that, to take it even a step further, to stay on topic. My nigga, the top 40 dudes in the league, 39, the top 39 dudes in the league shoot 40%. You have to get to the dude ranked 40th, literally. I have to go all the way to the dude ranked 40th, Dante DiVincenzo, to get to 39.9. That shit crazy.
Yeah, bro.
But I bring all that up to, you know, to give maybe a little bit of explanation for why the listeners that we're talking to earlier of a younger era or younger generation, why they like, he shoot 45% from the field. Like, you know what I mean? And they like, nigga, that nigga ain't efficient. Like, That nigga jacking. What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck is this? Oh, okay. Yeah, so that shit's just crazy. I don't know.
Yeah, man. That's nuts, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts. So it's just a wonder. It's some players that I just wonder if they shot four more threes a game. A Peja Stojakovic. Shit, Reggie, Ray, Larry, Glenn Rice, Michael Redd.
It would have been really nice. The Reggie Miller one is interesting because he kind of like is the, I guess, like the godfather of the outside in game, I guess you could say. And if to see him be able to like really just take that full throttle, like if he would have had like like
50% of your shots is threes.
Yeah. And if he would have had like a D'Antoni or something that just embraced that shit, that would have been crazy.
Yeah, so it's bro, that shit is a crazy. Hey, could you imagine? This would be a fun concept. Well, yeah, I think this would be kind of fun. So, could you imagine if you just had like a time machine and we could just take Steph Curry right now and just drop him in a season 19, I don't know, 1997 or 2001. Just drop him on the team. He play exactly the way he play right now. What he would do to that league for a season when they like, what the fuck is he even doing? They'd be looking at this nigga like, yo, what the fuck is he even doing?
I wonder how receptive they would be to it just at all. Just
the problem is,
would they be like, yo, this nigga's not like fucking, would they be like, that's bad basketball? Like, you know what I mean?
They would, but the problem is that bitch gonna go in though. So that's why I said Steph, cause it's gonna fucking go in. So you gonna be mad at first, and you gonna have to shut the fuck up.
You want to hear a wild stat? I looked up Larry Bird's 3-point shit, right?
Yeah.
First of all, just the question that even brought us here. Most threes he ever put up in a season is 237. That's the most he ever shot in a season. Right?
And a nigga look, like Grayson Allen doubling him up like
crazy, right? Larry Bird is revered for the level of shooter he is, and his career 3-point percentage is 37%. Think about this. This is a mind fuck right here. This one will fuck you up, right? This is talk about how the evolution of the game in terms of philosophy. He shot total, Larry Bird's entire career, he shot 1,727 threes. Now,
Steph gonna do that in a season and a half. This nigga's career.
You already knew where I was going.
Wow.
Steph Curry shot literally half that in one season. He shot half as many threes as you shot an entire Hall of Fame, three championships of what, nine MVPs and shit. You know? Literally. Here's another crazy one that you would never associate with Larry Bird. Larry Bird had multiple seasons of he didn't even shoot 83s.
Yeah, yeah.
Second year in the league, he shoots 74. Third year in the league, he shoots 52. Fourth year in the league, he shoots 77. Fifth year in the league, he shoots 73. And he's notorious with shooting, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's crazy.
It just makes you wonder. So that means Larry threes is probably either I'm open or it's the end of the shot clock or I'm just trying to shit on you. One of them three things.
Facts.
And, for the most part, he passing that shot up.
Well, because that was the philosophy of the game. It was you play inside out. You know what I mean? We play through the big. You know, we shoot the three. You're gonna
shit. Larry was fucking big, but because they center, they never had, well, not never, but the Larry era of the Celtics wasn't like the big, the center is the scorer dude like that. But
shit, Chief wasn't no joke.
No, he wasn't no joke, but I'm saying, we not playing, we playing through Larry.
Yeah. But I'm saying in terms of how you get your looks,
but
you
still
start inside and then move it back outside later in the shot clock. You know, don't play one-on-one until the fucking, you know, play, you know, the set breaks down and shit later. Yeah. That's old school shit. Whereas now niggas come down, play one-on-one first. And if that don't work, then we try to set up a fucking curl or some shit, you know, pick and roll or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, first, they try to sauce you first. That's the first shit they do.
Larry and Larry and Mikhail both, I think, would have been kind of wicked today. I know Larry ass would have been wicked. That's what I'm saying. You give him four more threes a game and shit, the bigs, they play like he played.
I think Mikhail would have had a little tougher time than Larry because that traditional back to the basket four who's not very athletic and slow footed, there's not a lot of minutes for that guy in today's NBA. They usually want that guy. Yeah, you got a guard. They just usually want that guy to be a spacer, athletic, be able to switch defensively. You know what I mean?
Okay, so then he would have been a better version of like Enes Kanter. Enes was a very good offensive big.
Yeah.
Very good offensive. Where the fuck? He ain't even that old. I know he ain't that old, but he was a very good offensive big, though.
Yeah.
Because Mikhail got them fucking moves. So you got to guard him. But yeah, Larry would have been one I would have liked to see. I definitely would have liked to see Larry in today because, shit, the threes, because he could now, he probably could play anywhere on any given lineup. He probably could be the 2 to 5 on any given night.
Yeah. Larry, he ain't playing no 2. He too slow.
If you want to get beat, because he can run point for a quarter.
I don't know. Larry was kind of slow.
Yeah, he was. But again, that's not the plan for the season. It just depends on who we going against. If we playing the Kings and De'Aaron Fox the point guard, then fuck no. but
Enes Kanter is on Enes Kanter is with the Boston Celtics.
Right now?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, really?
He changed his name to Freedom. Enes Freedom.
Oh.
He's 31. His birthday is 6 days before mine.
31, damn. And he can't get no clock.
You know what's funny? His last name's always been Freedom. His middle name's Kanter.
Really?
Yeah.
That nigga then went back and fixed some documents. It's some Freemans, motherfucker. Ain't no damn freedoms out here.
That's funny.
Yeah, man. I wanted to.
Oh, no, well, he ain't even in the league right now.
Oh, so he not
last played for the Celtics in 21. My bad.
So he's 31 and he ain't played in the league. That sound political.
Yeah. Well, just like I just said, it ain't a lot of minutes for dudes like that.
But that's what I'm saying. So maybe the prototype of that dude, it ain't no minutes for. But the fact of the matter is, when he get on the court, he's scoring and he rebounds. He's going to do those things. So I don't know. For me, and it's teams that just need size, bro.
Yeah.
That's dumb. Maybe he didn't got hurt or something. I don't know, but that's dumb.
I don't know, my man.
That's just dumb. Like a so you mean he can't be a backup center? And I know for a fact he can put up 16 and 10.
Enos Kanter ain't putting up no 16.
Yes, he can.
I think I just looked. His career was like 11 and 7 or something.
That must have been when he would. That must have. I don't know. Maybe that's when he wanted to be free and he quit playing.
That's when he wanted to be free.
Shit. If I ain't mistaken, he was on one of them Portland teams that had the one that had a run in the playoffs. Man, that Portland picture you sent me was crazy.
Career 11 and 7, my man.
Yeah, career don't tell the whole story though.
Yeah, that Portland picture was crazy. Greg Oden with fucking Brandon Roy. Man, Greg Oden was a monster too. Mm-hmm. Brandon Roy, Greg Oden, and fucking Damian Lillard.
No, you tripping. Brandon Roy.
That's what I said.
You said Damian Lillard.
It was them three in the picture.
No, it was Greg Oden, Aldridge, and
and Brandon Roy. Yeah, yeah. It was LaMarcus. Yeah.
Yeah, that team's never drafting day.
Yeah.
Yeah. He never crazy. Makes it to that team.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because that nigga Greg Oden was going to be a monster defender, bro.
He was a beast.
He was going to be a monster defender. He was just going to score his 15 to 20 just because.
Facts.
Ain't have to run no plays for him. Man. LaMarcus, a lot of fucking skill. Because she put that bitch up 18 in. And then yeah. Brandon Roy, a three-level score.
Who was truly ambidextrous.
Yep.
So you couldn't, there was no relenting whether he's shooting left hand or right hand.
That nigga was crazy. Nice, bro. That nigga was sick. Nice. They had young Batum was on that team back when they thought Batum could be Scottie Pippen.
Yeah. Kobe said that Brandon Roy was one of the only guys he ever had to guard that he was like, this nigga ain't got no, he has no flaws. There's nothing he don't do good.
Yeah, he probably shot the ball. He probably shot the three at like 33-34%. You know? Yeah. You know what I mean? But yeah, B-Roy. Yeah, B-Roy. Well, he one of my, obviously, D-Rose is my biggest, but Brandon Roy fuck around be second on my what if list. That nigga was nice, bro.
Yep. Yeah. Shout out Washington. State of Washington. Nice.
Let me see, man. What else did I want to say about the basketball? I was
we got it, bro. Did you watch any of the? You watched the damn right. It's the Final Four this weekend.
What'd
you think?
So first, are we gonna talk about the call?
What? Just your overall.
That was an illegal screen.
Enjoyment
she said.
Of women's high level basketball, you know, usually your thing. So just what is your takeaway so far?
It's, I hope that they done took it from the guys in college.
I told Alexis, this is the first tournament I can remember in a long time where I didn't really even wasn't too concerned with what the men were doing at all. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you outside of NC State and being a Cinderella team, like, I really wasn't too interested in that at all, for real.
Yeah, yeah. They shut down the elite, so we might get a couple of more people. I don't know. But the women, they doing their thing, man. That game, I don't know the numbers for these games, but the games with LSU and Iowa, bro, that shit did more numbers than the NBA finals.
I bet.
That's crazy.
I bet. I ain't surprised. LSU, Iowa, that was a rematch of a national championship. On top of it, it had
the finals last year was Denver, Mike. Okay. Denver, Miami. I'm sure that wasn't one of the more higher rated NBA finals, but that's hell impressive, no. Man.
Hell no.
I just don't know Angel Reese's leaving Caitlin Clark leaving. We got Juju on deck. I'm pretty sure that Monster. UConn girl probably leaving.
Nah, she said she coming back.
Nah, she's staying.
Mm-hmm. Paige Becker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gino, man. Shout out to motherfucking Gino.
Man. They up, they in the finals. They in the finals to they lost. But they got all the way to the final four, I think only playing like six people, seven people. Like they had like they had five star level girls on the bench and sweatpants hurt. Like they talked about it. He was like, I got like 70 points sitting over there, right?
Which means y'all motherfuckers better be worried next season.
What? And the black girl with the braids who plays center, she's like a top, I think she was like a top five pick or something in the draft about to happen and shit. Like,
yeah, that season ain't even over in the draft in like a week.
Facts. And then think about this. Not only is the draft in a week, they see the WNBA season starts in like another month. So think about that. You play college ball, you get drafted within like 3 or 4 weeks, you already in fucking season for your pro. When you get drafted in the NBA, nigga, you got a couple, at least 2 months. It's like 2.5, 3 months. You know what I mean? Of just chilling and shit. You doing interviews and shit, chilling out, vibing out.
You got to find a new crib. You got to move. You got to do all this other shit. The ladies got to get right to it.
Right to it instantly, right as soon as it start, you know. So I don't know, but yeah, the national championships tonight, I mean, I think it's been overall, you know, I've been a fan of the game, college game, women's game for a couple of years now because of Alexis and her family, and I've grown to appreciate and respect it a lot in terms of just like, I like it. It reminds me of like old school 80s college basketball in terms of it's a lot of the players, because of the girls' rules, they can't get drafted till they're a junior, and then on top of that, most of them stay till they graduate anyway. It makes for a cleaner game. It's a lot cleaner. It's more where men, we, you know, top niggas getting drafted
in tournaments sometimes.
It's sloppy, yeah, because hey, these niggas is athletic as fuck, so they ain't got to be as crisp technically, number one. And number two, a lot of these niggas, the teams don't have the cohesion, because if you real nice in the men's league, nigga, you leaving after your freshman year. You out of here, you know? So we got 18 and 19-year-olds. They like, fuck all that set shit, nigga. Hey, when I hit that lane, throw that motherfucker up. Fuck all that bullshit. I'll go get it and post it, nigga. I don't know if you know. I'm going to the league. I'm top 7 pick, nigga. Fuck out of here. Like, I am the set. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So yeah, but nah, you know, game is it's interesting. I mean, it's interesting, and it's been pretty exciting. They got a lot of storylines. Sports need storylines for people to give a fuck. If you don't have storylines, it makes it hard to give a fuck. You know, I think that's why the NFL.
I'm gonna say this right now, Carolina gotta at least win by like 5, or they not winning this game.
Carolina has to win by 5 or what?
They not gonna win this game. They got to win by at least 5, or they not winning this game. If if this game close enough where a call could change it, they not gonna win this game.
Oh, you saying they gonna take it from them?
Man, yeah. they better have a nice little cushion. If one call could do it, they not gonna win this game. They want CC to get
bro,
this.
Bro, they the dark. I mean, yeah, that's true, but South Carolina's like top dog. They ain't lost in like 2 years. They didn't win a couple national championships and shit.
They still gonna do all of that again next season. CC leaving.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Staley team gonna be rocking next year. It's probably be her and UConn for the title.
You know what else I'm interested to see? Is she going to be able to translate? I know it's not, and I could answer why too, but if she would be able to transfer this energy to the Indiana Fever and help the WNBA gain in popularity. I know it's not going to happen because college sports have a more like legion tribal like
kind of energy about it. You know? It's going to be a little uptick.
Think so?
At least in the beginning. I don't know. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means a couple of 100,000 extra viewers, but it's gonna be a uptick.
Okay, that'd be cool. Cause WNBA be lit. They be hooping.
Yeah, and the problem is, motherfuckers be the people on TV. They be saying shit when it's cute and when it's time to talk about these topics, but they don't bring this shit up. What do they bring up if it ain't Caitlin Clark? If right. She not involved in the conversation.
Right, exactly.
So that tell me when she get to the league, they gonna talk about it. So if they get traction, somebody who watch the ESPN or the Fox shows, motherfucker, check it out just to be like, man, let me just go ahead and check it out. And then if that's one of them games she go nuts, you might watch the next game too. Like, hey, yo, is this... So, you know, I think she'll help it now. I can't just say she finna change the game. They finna start getting the money. I can't say all of that, but she gonna change it a little bit.
She gonna have an adjustment period. Shit. That shit ain't finna get off like that in the WNBA. Them chicks ain't no fucking jokes.
Nah, she ain't either though.
Yeah, but you still 22. The fuck?
Yeah,
and I'm goddamn 30 with a mortgage and an ex-husband. I'm in your ass. What the fuck? And the WNBA, the roster's so small. It's only 9-10 motherfuckers on a team.
Yeah.
So fuck all that. Man, they be going at it. I'm telling you. They be going at it. That shit crazy.
I mean, it'd be nice. I wonder what Caitlin Clark would look like on the team where she don't have to be responsible for 65% of the motherfucking offense. So,
That's true too. What did you watch the men's Final Four yesterday?
No. What time was that on?
It was on at like 3 and 6. It was NC State was playing Purdue with this Zach Edey dude, 7-4.
Yeah,
Zach Edey had like
who won that?
Huh? He did. Zach Edey did, and he balled too. He balled too. So, yeah, they in the championship against reigning defending champs, UConn. Isn't it crazy that Bobby Hurley's brother is about to fuck around and be back to back? Like, what the fuck? I didn't even know this nigga coached basketball. This nigga, what the fuck?
As soon as that, Hurley, I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, that's not Bobby Hurley from Duke. Yeah. That's his brother. His younger brother, Bobby Hurley is actually, how the fuck did Bobby Hurley end up at Arizona State? But his younger brother, Danny, got the UConn job from Jim Calhoun.
Hey, I think Bobby was the better player, little bro, the better coach.
Well, you know, their dad is like considered one of the greatest high school coaches in the history of like high school basketball.
Oh,
this nigga got
did.
Like, oh, yeah, they got stupid. His dad got – they got stupid high school championships, national championships, like ridiculous. My motherfuckers didn't been to the draft and shit up in – I don't want to fuck it up. I forgot where they are. I want to say New Jersey. I want to say they're from New Jersey, something like that, St. Sabrina or some shit like that. But, yeah, their dad – so, that you know, it's in the blood for sure. But I just think it's crazy, like you would think – with Bobby Hurley's like resume, he would have got the prestigious job, and his brother would have got the UConn job. But you know, I wonder at Thanksgiving who has more, who, like, if you won two national championships, was on what's considered maybe the greatest college team of all time, right? But, and that's your claim to fame. You weren't that good of a pro. I think he played like 5 years or whatever. And then you got a little brother. Now, he went to Seton Hall. he really wasn't that good in college, you know.
Yeah.
Didn't really play pro, but then went on to be a way better head coach than you in college. Like, who has the most shit talking? Like, yeah, okay, fine. You play basketball better than me, but nigga, clearly I know basketball better than you.
At this point, big bro, because I could still probably be like, look, bro, I'll beat you up. So
niggas is like in their 50s.
So what? Nigga, I don't give a fuck. So what if we in our 50s? Basketball is a better athlete than you.
Means I will whoop your ass in our 50s.
The problem is, Lil Bro ain't finished. So it's like a neck and neck argument right now. And I'm big bro. I'm like, nigga, I still got da 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 da. But he don't have to be done after this year. No, he like he's still writing his story now. It might get dark.
Yeah, you might be big bro, but okay, I played college ball and nigga, I'm on the best. I coach the head coach of the two back to back national champions. And guess what? When we play, my team will beat your team ass.
Yeah, right up. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And this shit's gonna keep going.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 50, you like getting into being an older man, but you a young coach. You ain't an old coach.
No.
So, hey, you know what? I was gonna ask you about Zach Edey in the NBA because I see a lot of different opinions on that. But I'm gonna ask you this first. Is UConn the best collegiate college of all time? Sports? I mean, yeah, with the sports? I know football don't look great, but the dominance in women's basketball, they fucking do pretty goddamn great in men's basketball as well. Like, I'm just saying.
I think they got about 5 or 6 championships men and then about 11 women. Yeah. I mean, okay, if you want to say that, you obviously the very first thing that came to mind when you said that for me was UCLA. That was the very first place my mind went was, well, how the hell are we gonna leave UCLA out of it? Yeah, that ain't a bad one. Tennessee would be a good one. Tennessee, if we throw in everything, men's and women's side of the sport, yeah, Tennessee would probably be a good one. LSU definitely would be a good one.
Yeah, you could throw the football and shit in there too. I know UConn, they don't do shit on the football side, but basketball is so dominant on that side.
Yeah.
I was just wondering.
Yeah, facts.
And it don't look like the dominance is really stopping no time soon.
What's really crazy is that their men's team probably is top 5 in national championships and is the little sibling of the two basketball programs on campus.
In the building, you little bro.
You one of the most winning programs in the history of fucking basketball. You know? How many niggas then got drafted out of UConn? Hell, it's ridiculous. You know what I mean? So that's crazy. But you gotta like play second fiddle to the girls' team.
Yeah, bro.
How many schools will you go to and that be the case?
None. No other one out there. Definitely not. No other one.
Straight up.
No other one. Like, no. Did Kimba go to school when Maya Moore was there?
Nah, I think Maya Moore was gone.
Maya Moore went to UConn. Yeah, right. I'm UConn. What the fuck am I talking about? Yeah.
You sure? They might have.
Because I think the year that Kimba won, I think they won, both of them won that year.
Maybe. I just heard earlier they were talking about UConn players. Breonna Stewart. She won not only every year that she was at UConn, she also won most outstanding player of the tournament the whole time she was at UConn. Didn't nobody eat the 4 years I was here.
Man, go.
What the What? Like, that's crazy. And she's the number one overall pick, and she got like two WNBA championships now, and an MVP. Like, where does he be finding these white chicks that can hoop like this? Shit is crazy,
man. You be that? That's because you was that little girl hooping in the eighth grade. You like, I'm trying to go to UConn.
Facts, facts.
Now you can say South Carolina if you want to go fuck with Kim Mulkey. You could do that, but it was UConn.
Yeah, well, Don Staley definitely got some pool. Like, yeah. Don Staley walk in there. I ain't saying that you just gonna be like, oh, fuck UConn, because that ain't true. But
no, nah, you ain't gonna do that.
But it's gonna be hard not to go to South Carolina too, though.
Yeah, I'm saying now at this point, it just depends on who the recruit is as a person.
Yeah, facts. Yeah.
You know, now if it's me. Because Don Staley could hoop.
I'm going with Don.
That's what I'm saying. That's one thing I told you about that recruiting shit with Deion. Just like the same shit, though. If Deion walk in my living room, I'm leaving with this nigga. I just know that's what's happening. Yeah. I'm like leaving with him. Like when he leaves, hey, fuck that. What you on
what
right
you finna
now?
Be,
yeah. What you on right now? Yeah. Hey, look. Mama, thank you. Pack up. Put the macaroni in the freezer.
Put the macaroni in the freezer. I'll be back to get my bed.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So, yeah, I thought that was a pretty good question. I was watching Samaya Moore, man. She's my favorite female basketball player that I've seen play. I just thought Maya Moore.
She was the truth.
Yeah, just hit a little different, bro.
You seen Juju Watkins?
I did see her play Easter weekend. She nice.
She reminds me of Maya Moore.
Yeah, I ain't doing all that, but she nice though.
She reminds me of Maya Moore, though.
I have to see her a couple more times before I do that, but she nice.
She's true. She broke the freshman scoring record of NCAA scoring record.
Yeah, she
that
nice.
Was hell yeah. She the fucking truth. She got everything in the bag too. Everything.
And she cute.
She got like, I don't think I've ever said this about a girl, but she has a perfect girl hooper body. Like, she long, she big, but she ain't like husky. She's fast. Yeah. You know what I mean? She got real good girth, but it's like, it's weird, you know what I mean? She got long arms and shit, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That shit crazy. And I think she like 6 foot, 6'1", something like that. You know, real good size on her and shit.
6'1", that's like NBA equivalent to like 6'6", 6'5", 6'6".
6'1"?
In the WNBA is probably equivalent.
That's about 6'7" in the league. What? That's about 6'7". What? 6'1"? 6'1" guard in the WNBA? That's 6'7". Most of the motherfuckers probably about 5'10", 5'9".
Yeah.
You got to think the center is only about 6'3". Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you know. They got that girl, Camila Cardoza. She's 6'7". She about to be like a top 5 pick. Yeah.
Right. How tall was Brittany Griner? And she like, when I think of WNBA tall, I think of Rebecca Lobo and Brittany Griner.
Yeah, Brittany Griner's probably up there too with that about same fucking.
And Cambridge pretty tall too.
Oh, she tall as shit.
Yeah, well, her pretty self.
Hell yeah, factual.
She beautiful.
Yeah, she is. Hell yeah, she is. They was hating on her. Alexis was telling me. Because she was making more money off her fans only than she was her WNBA contract.
So what I'm supposed... Yeah, so I need... What the fuck? What's the hating on the fuck?
Well, because the team, the organization was like, bitch, you're not giving us 100% commitment to the team and shit like that. And whoop-de-loop.
Man, you better get the fuck out my face.
6'9". Brittany Griner, 6'9".
So she goddamn it, Wimby.
Oh yeah, facts.
Yeah,
for sure.
Damn, 6'9". Holy shit.
Yeah, Brittany Griner, 6'9".
Woo.
Wow. I seen her one time at Venice Beach. It was crazy how tall. 6'9" on a woman just looks different than 6'9".
6'9" pretty big anyway, but yeah, on the
fuck yeah. Yeah. Yeah, on a woman though, crazy. It just looks like wow, like goddamn, you big as shit, you know.
I can't believe it. So they didn't try to get on her head for her OnlyFans. Something about you ain't giving me commitment, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's what they were talking about. Straight hating on the girl.
So there wasn't another part of the story where she told them eat a dick or.
I don't know. I didn't ask that deep into it.
Cause that's crazy. Like you trying to own me for this $100,000. Like what? You gonna try to own me for $100,000? Do you realize how easy it is to shoot a video? I could go in the bathroom of the plane and shoot a video on OnlyFans, motherfucker, for OnlyFans.
Yeah, I don't know. They be putting a lot of work into them videos. Mm-hmm. They wasn't fucking with it though.
That's why they go out. See, well, see again. So that's the type of shit that lets you know. The WNBA hold a self back. That's stupid. That's for real, bro. That's utterly ridiculous.
Hey, are you gonna watch? This is random. This ain't got nothing to do with basketball. Are you gonna watch the USFL?
Nope.
Why?
I don't need football that much.
What? What does that mean?
I only watch the big college games. They under college.
Why is there no room for more of something that, like what? You know what I'm saying? Like
there okay, is
you,
room.
You
for
love
people.
Football, but why? Because what?
There is room for that for some people. I'm just not for me.
Thank you, boo.
What's that, some vegan syrup?
Oh, it's regular syrup, actually. It's vegan pancakes. It's vegan pancakes, though.
Vegan chocolate chip pancakes.
Vegan chocolate chip pancakes. Don't judge my life, bro.
This man said vegan chocolate chip. Just eat a regular pancake. You fancied it up to make it vegan, God.
You're embarrassing, bro. I can't take you.
Nigga, oh, this from the block. That's crazy. Oh shit. all right, well, before we get out of here, man, is I guess what the shit start gonna start kicking off in a minute, I guess.
What time is it?
It's 1:54.
Oh yeah. Yep. National championship start turning second. Yeah, who you taking? You got South Carolina
in my fantasy, and I got WrestleMania night 2 tonight.
How was the first night?
Night 1. It was solid. Night 1 was solid. We had The Rock teaming up with his cousin Roman Reigns against Cody Rhodes, Dusty Rhodes' son, and Seth Rollins. The nigga, The Rock, the match was like 45 minutes. The Rock didn't completely gas out. I thought that was impressive. He looked good in there.
He actually was wrestling? He was like wrestling?
Yeah.
When the fuck did The Rock like start wrestling again?
A lot of things have changed. So let me just let you know a few things that's going on. The Rock, the WWE and the UFC merged. And now they one company called TKO. Did you know that?
The UFC and WWE?
Yep.
So what does that mean? UFC fighters going to be in the WWE?
No. They're not merging the inner workings of their companies. Your shit is your shit. We just merged under the same umbrella of this company called TKO. We just formed this company called TKO.
Okay.
So we have this nigga Nick Khan, bro, the executive that WWE got, who used to be an agent. He making money for these motherfuckers. And so they merged. But no, it won't be. I don't know. You probably see maybe some commercials. You might see WWE niggas in the crowd, UFC. It might be some. I mean, I could see maybe some UFC dude having some fun doing some shit in the WWE, but you're not going to see them niggas fighting no UFC dudes.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, that'd so now they merged. The Rock is now a member of the board. Like, he a member of the board of TKO.
Like, in the storyline or in real
life? No, real life.
Oh, okay.
So it's like seven niggas on the board. He one of them. Vince McMahon is excommunicated for being a nasty nigga out here. He not in control of nothing. Triple H running the shit.
Does he still make money from it?
Yeah, he still got a lot. He just sold like, I think he sold like 70% of his shares in the company and got like $3 billion for that shit.
Vince McMahon?
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, so he's totally out. The Rock is on the board. So now, I feel like he gonna be around a lot more than he have been. Plus, he got like the rights to the Rock name and some old shit. They gave nigga $30 million, blah, 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 blah. So he back now for the time being. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
They like, we need you.
Yeah, we want.
What we gotta do to make this right?
So that shit been on fire, the shit that he been doing. So that was good to see Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch opened up the show. That was a good match. The shit in between though,
it's 2 days now.
Man, well, they make more money off of it that way. And well, obviously.
Yeah, and let me ask this. Do you have to buy, like, so what is it, like, you got to buy, like, the package now? Like, if you buy the...
For the viewer, it's dope. So, the situation that now, they about to, the Raw is about to go to Netflix. After it go to Netflix, I don't know what's going to happen. But so, for right now, if you have the, if you got a Peacock account, you get... all WWE, well, not all of it, live, but you get the WWE content included. So I didn't have to pay shit to watch WrestleMania yesterday. Nothing extra at all.
I got Peacock.
Yeah, you could have watched that shit.
No shit.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so you didn't even, bro, you, hell no. All right, well, I'm finna let you know, you got Peacock. When you go to the, when you like, go over to the left and that cursor pop up and it got the different little shits. I don't like it on there. It is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like their interface. But anyway, bro, if you go there, you literally, if you like, man, I want to watch Rey Mysterio versus La Parka 1997. You got that shit. You got access to that shit.
I've seen it. I did it before.
Yeah, and all of they live pay-per-views, you can watch it.
No, I didn't know about the live pay-per-views, though.
Yeah, no extra.
That's dope.
Ever since they went to, because you remember they had a network for a while, ever since they went to that form, like the streaming formula, it's kind of been like that. So it's been shit good for the consumer.
Yeah.
Because, that $50, because when it's $50 a whop, I really got to consider these matches. Like, I ain't, if that shit don't sound good, I ain't paying.
And how many pay-per-views do they have a year?
These niggas go once a month. Once a month, and then I guess they just say WrestleMania is one event, but it's two nights.
They got a pay-per-view every month?
Every month.
God damn.
Well. But they don't even call it pay-per-view no more. They call it a premium live event. it was cool, man. Them niggas said it was in Philly. So when they had the first opening video, they got Meek Mill's on the steps.
Uh-oh. he need to come out and say something. Why has he been so quiet?
Fan, don't know what's going on right now though. But
yeah, what the fuck?
I'ma just leave that right there. Meek Mill's fan.
Yeah.
Do we know what's going on?
But you know? you gotta address this though. You can't just be quiet.
Who he have addressed?
Oh, he has.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He went on a lot of Twitter rants and shit. Easy.
Oh, okay.
But so then yeah, one match they like the best rapper of all time. I'm like, Jay-Z finna come out. It was Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne brought man, it's crazy, bro. The Rock got so much family and wrestling. And oh, did you know that Yokozuna is not Japanese at all? That nigga was Samoan and he related to The Rock?
Yeah.
That nigga, Rikishi, and Rikishi got some twins. I don't know how much you watch this shit. But anyway, they
you know where I found all that out from?
Hmm.
The show his show that everybody said was terrible.
Oh, Young Rock. Young Rock.
Yeah, that's how I found that out about the Yokozuna shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the twins that you talk about and shit. Yeah, his uncles. I think they were his uncles. Yeah.
Yeah, it's uncles, but it's another set of twins. That's young right now. Rikishi got a set of twins.
Oh, okay.
So it's like 40 of these. It's like 40 of these motherfuckers legit.
You know,
but, so they had deep. A match twin versus twin. I was like, I can't wait. This match was trash. That, I ain't gonna lie, that shit let me down. This match brought the whole show down, bro. So I hope the match quality is better tonight, because last night it really, and it's weird because this shit in Philly. So when after the sun go down, it's like 48 degrees with wind chill. I was talking to my daughter and shit. I'm like, man, everybody just look a little slower. Like it look like they cold in this motherfucker. Like, oh shit. Did I lose you? I think I might have lost them. Bro, I don't know what just happened. Hey, can you put me a pizza in the oven?
A pizza in the oven?
Yeah, I'm hungry as hell.
Are you really calling me about a pizza in the oven and you're in the basement?
Yeah, but I'm kind of in the basement doing something. Hey.
Don't make it.
Yeah, I have a story to it.
All right. But now, though. Please.
I'm back. So.
All right.
Are you almost done?
Yeah. What?
This is what I'm telling the people. You in the basement. You in the basement calling me upstairs.
Because you never do that. Any man, can you
just to put a pizza in the oven?
Yeah, to bring some.
But we was gonna have pizza for dinner.
Well, I'm hungry right now. What am I gonna do right now? I'll figure it out.
Pizza.
Nah, I figure it out. All right.
You gonna double it up on the pizza today?
Nah, don't put it in. I'm gonna do something different.
Okay.
All right. Man, I don't know what the hell is going on there. All right. I just wanted to say, before we get out of here, we had a technical difficulty, whatever the fuck just happened, but Kendrick Lamar versus J. Cole, I got Kendrick Lamar 1-0.
Yes, sir.
And it might be one.
And we ain't talked about.
And it's a 10-8. This yet? It's a 10-8.
I'm saying that hadn't happened last week before we recorded.
The response just came out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You said 10-8 Kendrick?
10-8 Kendrick.
How'd you go from we was at 10-9, 9-9 possibly, to now it's 10-8?
The more I listen to J. Cole's response, the less I like it.
Did you listen to the whole album?
No, I ain't heard the whole album yet.
He went at him in a couple songs.
Subliminally?
Yeah.
Okay, further deduction. So
further deduction.
So, yeah. If I gotta think, if you, I wonder if you dissing them at this point, I don't want to hear that type of shit no more. So for me, man, J. Cole's direct disses, like his direct punches, they didn't land for me. I'm sorry. Talking about Kendrick Lamar's discography versus your discography, it don't land for me.
Yeah.
It don't land for me. You can't, and I actually had to take up for J. Cole back in the day because you actually said your second album put niggas to sleep. Niggas was calling you like ambient. Niggas was calling you like the ambient rapper. I want to go to sleep. I put J. Cole on.
Oh, you talking about the personal album?
Niggas was calling you sleepy, bro. So it just didn't land.
Hey, I like that album, though. I like
that album. but I'm saying it just don't land.
Yeah, I get the point that you're making. Like, yeah. Cause his second album too was like, well, what the fuck? I mean, it was one that you had to, it had to grow on you.
It was one that you had to be a fan already to care about what he was talking about.
yeah, that's true. That's a great way to put that.
Yeah.
So people who are already fans of you, they'll give you more, you know, leash and shit. Like, okay, you know, they're more emotionally.
That song, like, no, nigga, I did not like that nigga talked about this. Like, I don't give a fuck what he said. I don't like how he said it, nigga.
That's funny.
So we got that aspect of it. I feel like he shows Kendrick Lamar so far just way too much respect. You can't tell me I'm falling off, but you in the song recently talking about I'm a part of the big three. Which one is it?
Yeah.
Did I fall off or am I still a part of the big three?
Yeah, but he also said he thought he was the best of the big three. He made that clear.
That's cool too. But I'm saying if I fall off, why you even mention it? You telling motherfuckers that if you wasn't dissing, we wouldn't mention you. But you mentioned me in a song before I said any motherfucking thing.
Yeah.
So is that true? I just felt like all of his jabs was like, bro, these shits is like.
You hear the producer of it came out and said that he wrote that 7-minute drill in 7 minutes?
It sound like it. Yeah, it sounds like it. I don't think you should be saying that like, yeah, nigga, nah. It should have been 30 minutes, nigga.
It should have been how many?
30 at least.
Minimum 30 minutes.
Minimum 30. Yeah, you saying that like that's not impressive. And that's my point. I just don't. It was light, man. It was real. That shit was real light. It was real light, bro.
Do you think Kendrick Lamar should come out with something else or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Keep it going. Man, I listened to the Joe Budden podcast, bro.
Do you be paying for that shit?
Huh?
You pay for it?
Nah.
How you listen to it?
On the iTunes, on the Apple shit. On the podcast app on my phone.
Anyways, what were you saying?
So he was like, man, he was just before he gave his take, you could tell he wasn't fucking with what J. Cole did. And he was like, I'm used to this. And he just started the song playing like Jadakiss versus Beans and started playing all these diss songs. I was in the car on the way to the job, like, yeah, nigga, like.
Yeah.
And then he played that shit. I'm like, bro, this ain't it, man. This is not it. This ain't it. Like, you still playing around. Like, this ain't.
Well, I think it's a mixture. And he kind of said it in his verses where, you know, he really don't want to go to battle with him. Not on some he's scared, but I think there's a mutual respect there type thing.
Stop saying mutual. I said fuck you. Stop saying me. That's what I'm saying.
You don't think Kendrick Lamar got respect for J. Cole?
A different kind of respect, though. I respect you enough to kill you out here on this battlefield.
I respect you enough to kill you.
Yeah, I respect you enough to be like, me and you, you know how like when the army's about to fight, but it'd be like two niggas, it'd be like the option in the movie you would see where the main two niggas could fight and just whoever win this shit to be over with.
Some Troy shit?
Yeah. Yeah, Kendrick, like, I respect you enough for that, but that's what I'm on, though.
Yeah, this what nigga, was it, like, Agrius and Achilles?
Yeah, talking about my brother and shit. If you Kendrick, brother, he is Michael and you Fredo. He still, it's not, like, stop. he on the mission, bro.
Say, this thing is coming, like, for I, you. I this like, thing I is coming like, for you. I'm, quit fucking just pity patting this shit.
Yeah, stop, man.
Said enough respect has been given. It's time to go to war now.
Yeah, and it's gonna get to, like, you gonna do this shit enough to where I don't have to be the only one to say this narrative. What if Kendrick creative ass got this narrative too? Like, because I feel like Kendrick really want Drake, but he like, J. Cole, since you over there, fuck you too. So
yeah.
He really want Drake though.
Yeah.
I feel you like he's gonna make gonna a say, movie on Drake.
You think Drake gonna say anything?
Yeah, I do. Drake tour just ended. Niggas like Rick Ross then unfollowed Drake. Niggas out here picking sides, man. Drake fed a subliminal. You know what? He might not
Rick
even.
Rick Ross Rick Ross unfollowed Drake.
Yeah.
Why?
Because that's what niggas do nowadays. he unfollowed him, like he picked a side. He fucking with Future now.
What Future do?
Future with Metro Boomin. You don't know what's going on. That's why Kendrick verse is on Future album. That We Don't Trust You. That first song, he talking about Drake.
Yeah,
Future and Drake is into it.
I didn't know Future and Drake was into it.
And Future and Drake and Metro Boomin was into it. And so Future picked a side. And some apparently happened with a woman, which is crazy. But of course it is. And yeah, so
what
now.
What else would it be?
Yeah, so now they beefing. So niggas is going to pick sides, man.
And I guess Rick Ross picked his.
Yeah.
That's crazy that that's the sign of I don't fuck with you no more, nigga. I don't follow you on fucking social media. Motherfucker, you ever unfollow a motherfucker they call you? Like, bro, what the fuck was that shit about?
Nah, because I don't know. I don't think I ever unfollowed a motherfucker unless it was some woman that I actually fucked with in real life. Like, I don't want to see what you doing no more type shit.
Yeah, fair.
But that's not my sign of I fuck with you or I don't.
I unfollowed a bunch of people.
I don't fuck with.
I unfollowed a bunch of people during COVID.
You had more time. Like, you niggas is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And just how wild shit, like, we got in a weird space with the COVID shit when, people were judging, like, the quality of person you were are based off, like, your vaccination status and shit like that. Yeah. And it had got real, like, tribalistic type shit. Like, yeah. Like, where they almost, like, ostracize you if you were like, I kind of think that I'm not really 100% with this shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. It seems like they're rushing it. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Like, motherfucker tell you who you voted for. Like, hold on. Like,
yeah. Yeah. And then people were just starting to say, like, wild shit. You know what I mean? And it was kind of like, I don't know. That whole little era of the 2020 election year. And us getting COVID just made shit like wild as fuck for like people's like opinions behind the safety of their keyboard kind of got ruthless for a second. And I had to check myself because my initial thing is meet confrontation with confrontation type shit. Like, But then I ain't trying to be a fucking Facebook gangster and shit. All you know, I've been battling back and forth with this motherfucker for 45 minutes and shit, talking shit. I'm a guy I knew from ninth grade. Back and
forth. This motherfucker lived.
Yeah, a dude I knew from ninth grade who lives in Lake St. Louis now. The fuck difference does it make if me and him don't see eye to eye on fucking vaccination? You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? You know, so it just, I don't know. And it just got weird. So I did. But anyways, it was a couple of them that I was cool with. I just didn't like your, like, here's my thing. I can be cool with you in whatever realm made us cool, right?
Yeah.
But sure, that doesn't, for me, that doesn't have to translate, like, okay. It doesn't have to translate in other aspects of my ideas or opinions about shit. You know what I mean? Like, okay, wherever you stand politically, I'm not gonna then be like, you know what? I don't fuck with Adam now because me and him don't see eye to eye politically. You know what I mean? I just, okay, in this realm of shit, I don't fuck with what you be talking about. You know what I mean? But that has nothing to do with the realm in which I do. So every time we engage, I ain't gonna bring up that shit because I know me and you ain't gonna see eye to eye on that shit. You know what I mean? So I'll keep it here type shit. And so I didn't look at me unfollowing you on social media. I just don't want to hear your opinion. You know what I mean? But you still cool when I see you. First of all, I don't see you like that because we older now. What the fuck? Everybody grow. But when I do run into you, or you still got my number, like, what the fuck? You know, you need an extra motherfucker for the softball, hit a nigga up type shit. This motherfucker called me though, like, what the fuck? So we ain't cool no more? Nah, bro, you just say dumbass shit about Donald Trump and the vaccine, and I don't want to see that shit on my timeline. You know what I mean? But that ain't got shit to do with, I still fuck with you. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't want to see
like,
that
nigga,
shit.
Nigga, just because I ain't get that shot, we ain't in no brotherhood. Yeah. like fuck exactly. Y'all talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. I did want to get into it, man, but we stressed it out a little longer. But, yeah, see the shit going on right now.
Yeah, they up 10-2. 10-2 Iowa.
Don't let them do that. See, don't let them do that.
11-2. And I think she came out hitting and shit. Bro, they do that shit. Used to say they did it with LeBron all the time. Like, they just make up stats for him. They do that with fucking her all the time. Yeah. She always the first to do
come out
shit.
In the first 3 minutes and 17 seconds.
Every game, she's the first in college history to do something. God damn.
Like, man, well, who gives a fuck
every
about
game, that? Niggas?
Yeah. Who gives a fuck about that anyway?
Yeah.
Did you see the arc? That is the highest arcing shot in it. What? Like, what?
She's made the most consistent threes at that arc in the history of college basketball.
Yeah. Most right-hand dribbles in a row.
Like, yeah. She has the highest shooting percentage within the first 5 minutes of a quarter.
Yeah, type shit.
NBA
yeah, that type shit. That type shit. Oh, but shit. Yeah, man.
She's shooting from the park. All right, dog.
I actually want to watch that one myself.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I got Kendrick Lamar up 1-0, and we'll talk to y'all shit next time we holler y'all playoffs to start.
Yes, sir. Holler.